Okay, so you will always see some amazing boats around Seattle. This weekend is special, though. Ellen has details on that. Good morning.
Good morning. One of my favorite things, and I know I'm not alone when I say this, is the fact that there's water everywhere and boats everywhere in this place that we call home. And this weekend, man, Dad might want to come out and check out some classic yachts. I got a sneak peek at some for you coming up next.
Getting out on the water, more than 40 classic wooden vessels will be on display throughout Father's Day weekend. And Ellen Taylor joins us live in Ballard with some details. And Ellen, a lot of these boats have been around since before the Second World War. I love these old boats. There's nothing like them.
Yes. All of these boats have such a great story behind them. And I've actually been told that I can touch this. Don't worry. I did get permission. I just can't flip any switches. But I mean, let's talk about the classics that come along with these boats that will all be on display this weekend. Bell Harbor Marina in Seattle. I have Jim. What is your official title? Because you own the Marini. But like, I'm not very well versed in boats and the official titles. What's your title?
Oh, I guess I could be called a past Commodore. That's probably the most official thing I can come up with.
As the past Commodore, tell me a little bit about this boat and what makes this boat so special.
Well, she's a member of the family. She was built in 1940 in Algonac, Michigan.
Oh, I love Michigan.
And she has been, she was on the Great Lakes for the first 19 years of her life and then came out on a railroad car out to Seattle. And the guy we got her from had had her for 29 years. And we thought, wow, that's a long time to have a boat. And now we're marking our 30th.
Okay, so now you've had the boat for even longer.
Yeah, exactly. And it's been a real fun thing because we have been able to make contact with all the former owner's descendants. So we've got old log books and photos of the boat all the way through its life back to 1940.
Is that kind of like doing like a 23andMe or like an ancestry test except for boats?
Yeah, kind of like a genealogy test. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
So now, where does this boat usually hang out? It's going to be on display this weekend, right. Bell Harbor Marina. But where does the boat usually hang? Where are you usually with it?
We're right here in Ballard, and we cruise regularly on the lakes during the wintertime and up anywhere from Olympia up into well into British Columbia during the summer.
Yeah. Now, if people want to come and check this out, the tour is going to be open for everyone. Now, what do we get to see? Do we get to actually, like, come on your boat?
Absolutely.
Or if we promise not to break anything?
Yeah, we're delighted to have folks come down and see us at Bell Harbor this weekend. We'll have over 40 of these old classic boats, and most of them are open for boarding, so people are welcome to come aboard and tour them and get the whole package.
Yeah, you know, I saw that you had some extra bedrooms, or, I mean, well, beds, really, back there. You think I can take a nap, maybe?
Sure, you're welcome. Welcome to take a nap. This is good. Nothing like sleeping on a boat.
Oh, it's got some nice waves to it, too. You know, if you're looking for something different to do this weekend with Dad for Father's Day, or you just kind of want to come and experience this history and get to actually touch things again, don't break them. You can touch them. Come on out to Bell Harbor Marina. We'll show you another boat coming up next hour.
And it's that teak. I mean, there's just nothing like it. They do not make boats like that anymore. It's just phenomenal. And the smell, too, that old boat smell. All right, Ellen, thank you.
Here, dozens of classic yachts are on display this weekend. Ellen Taylor, which one are you showing us coming up next?
So, you know, home is where the anchor drops, and this weekend, able to see some of the world's most oldest and finest boats that have some great stories behind them. I can't wait to share the story of this next one coming up in just a few.
All right, 8:23 right now. This weekend, more than 40 classic yachts will be on display. Just in time for Father's Day.
And these are my favorite boats. I can't lie. Ellen Taylor, live in Ballard.
I'm a fan of the yacht also.
The beautiful yachts, but these are the old school ones. Some of them back from before World War II. And it's all the teak. For me, it's all the teak. Yeah. And I love that. Hi, Ellen.
I know. Hey, good morning. I know, Billy, that you're such a big fan. You're selling this event so well. It's wonderful. Actually, you should come here and just do my job. It's great. Being on these boats has been pretty great. Boats. I should call them yachts because that's what they are. And they're going to be on display all weekend long at Bell Harbor Marina. We're getting a sneak peek at some of these boats right now. I'm actually here with Larry. Larry, what's the official title? You're a past Commodore captain. I'm so not good with the official title.
Yes, I have been past Commodore of the Classic Yacht Association.
Okay, and so now you will have your boat on display this weekend. What makes this boat so special?
It is, it's a custom boat. It's a one of a kind. It was designed by Ed Monk, one of the iconic designers, for a Portland, Oregon dentist who wanted a traditional style boat. It was built in 1953, but on a style of 1920s. So.
And you had mentioned to me that when you saw this boat, because you've owned boats before, but when you saw this boat, it was kind of like love at first sight. Tell me about that moment.
I had a friend from Canada was down looking at boats, and I was just following him around. And when I walked through the boat, I just thought, oh my God, I love this boat. And when he decided not to buy it, I jumped on it.
Yeah, you said, this is mine. You licked it and it was yours. Maybe you didn't really lick it. Yeah. Now you're a grandpa. Tell me about the Father's Day festivities that you're going to have on this boat display.
Yeah, my daughter will be coming down with her husband and my grandson. And my sweetie Tina will be making us a brunch.
Yeah, your sweetie Tina, who you have, you know, pictures of throughout the place. I've also noticed a haul over here too, because you totally need that around. Larry, thank you so much for letting us on board. And actually, next hour, we're going to be checking out yet another boat and a female Commodore captain. I'll figure out what her official title is, but a lady that owns a boat that you can tour coming up next hour. All guys,
right.
Back to you.
All right. Good stuff. We'll check back with you, Ellen. Thank you.